Hello, everyone. We are the Scienteasers here to talk a little physics. First of all, Kim, why is physics the fundamental science?
Well, physics is the fundamental science because all sciences are rooted in physics. Look at biology and the action potential. The electric impulse of the action potential was studied in depth in our physics class a hell of a lot more than it was in our anatomy class. Take engineering. Every aspect of engineering has a foundation in physics. If an engineer is going to build something, she needs to know if her structure is going to be sound and if all the forces acting upon it, it can support. Astronomy also relates to physics through the study of light. Stars give off types of light, and physics deals with the deciphering of that light. Also in astronomy, telescopes are needed, and actually right now in class, we are studying how telescopes and lenses enhance the human eye. In short, physics is the nucleus of the atom we call science.
Very well put, Kim. Can you tell me how your future profession will relate to physics?
Well, I'm planning on being a pediatric physical therapist, and the problem-solving method applies to this profession because I have to diagnose the injury and plan a method of rehabilitation to get my patients back in working order. So the problem-solving method is going to be important in my job. The problem-solving method can be used in any decision and in any job where decisions are made.
Very nice, Kim. Next here is Caleb talking about the Big Bang Theory and how it relates to existentialistic postmodernist thought.
All right. Well, the Big Bang Theory studies the universe and its origin, whereas postmodernist existential thought explores the meaning of the existence and value of the individual. So the existential thought believes that human beings are subjects in an objective universe in which meaning can be created by human interpretation. The scientists that study the Big Bang Theory want to find the meaning and origin of the universe, so they reversed time and went back to the very beginning of where all matter became what it is today. And one example of existential thought is the Sartrean existentialism, which argues that man exists without a purpose and defines the meaning of his existence. Scientists, they don't believe that the universe has a meaning, but wants to find the path between its beginning and where it is now. Whereas postmodernist existential philosophy searches for the origin of possibly the meaning of the humans. And so that's all about that. What do you guys think about the differences?
I don't really
or
believe in that, actually.
Or similar.
I don't believe in existential theory about humans at all. So I don't really believe what you had to say, Caleb. I'm sorry. I just, no.
Well, I think one of the main differences is that the postmodernist existential thought is more of a philosophy, whereas the Big Bang Theory is more scientific. So there isn't going to be a definitive answer as far as what the purpose of human beings and the human soul is on the earth, but there could possibly be a definitive answer for why the universe exists, or at least where it started.
Yeah, that's true. Big Bang Theory makes sense in the fact like where the universe started. I don't know. The existential part about humans is kind of hard for me to believe, but Big Bang Theory has a lot of support behind it, so I'll give the Big Bang Theory credit.
All right, well, to study things like the Big Bang Theory and the scientific process, you have to have critical thinking skills, and so here's a little bit about critical thinking skills.
Okay, the critical thinking skills is somewhat like the scientific process. You start off by observing the situation, so you kind of make like an assessment of it. Through the assessment, you can then establish a series of facts, which is like data you collect. And through those facts, you can then come up with the hypothesis that you later need to test. So after verifying your hypothesis, you can then form your opinion in which you're later, you argue about it through critical analysis. So it's pretty much the overall, somewhat like scientific process. What do you guys think about it?
Well, when you have a problem, I think it's important to diagnose the problem. Actually need to know like what you're trying to solve for and how you're going to go about doing it, like kind of mapping, like problem mapping, and so you know like if you're going in the right direction or not.
I think critical thinking skills are very important for all sciences, and it's very similar to Bloom's taxonomy. And Bloom's taxonomy and those ideas are kind of intertwined with the critical thinking skills. So you should discuss those, Kyle.
Well, Bloom put together a set of categories about I guess tackling a problem and gaining knowledge. He narrowed them down to knowledge, comprehension, application, analysis, synthesis, and evaluation. Basically, a summary of all those is basically saying that someone can have a fact or information that they know, but if you can't actually put it to use or actually use it in any kind of way, then you're not actually, then you really don't have that knowledge. And if you don't know how to apply it in real life situations, then that's something you never really learned to begin with. Next, how does the problem-solving method used in science depend on critical thinking skills, Ryan?
Thank you, Kyle, and I'm going to start this one by confirming what my colleagues Ale and Kyle previously stated about how the problem-solving method is one of the simplest and most basic ways of testing problems that you may encounter in everyday life. And how it pertains to life is essential in the critical thinking methods. So the way we want to start this is by assessing, you know, the problem and diagramming. And we can diagram any problem that we encounter in life. And we can use this method in physics to research reasonable solutions. We use critical thinking elements to encounter these problems and make sense of them. For example, we can use our observations to establish facts that we then use to construct a diagram of our problem and essentially understand our problem. Next, we use our inferences, assumptions, and personal opinions to make sense of the problem and explain the problem in our own comprehensible reasoning. Our solution is then determined using all of these elements of critical thinking and arguments, and it's used to determine our solution. And we can then test our solution back against our critical thinking to determine if it's an acceptable solution. And this is basically our critical analysis of the problem, in which we use to find, you know, what's a reasonable and acceptable solution for whichever our problem may be. What do you guys think about that one?
I think the critical thinking skills, Bloom's taxonomy, and the problem-solving method are kind of all hand in hand and essential to all sciences myself.
I agree too. I agree with what Caleb said about it. Critical thinking skills are just a necessary part of life. I mean, if you're going to make any sort of decision that has any depth to it at all, you have to put some thought into it. And I feel the critical thinking skills and all that apply to really any life decision that you'd be making.
I figured that most professions also, I mean, most people in this class are trying to be doctors, and you need to have to diagnose and actually, I mean, you have someone's life in your hands, so you need to basically take, you know, all your decisions seriously, and you do need to put some time and thought into it and critically think about everything. So, thank you, everyone. Hope you enjoyed our time, and we are...
We love you, Tony.
Nebraska rules.
Bye.